Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what? There are certain things that should never, ever, ever be flushed down the toilet.
Well,
talk about that.
It's a long list, actually.
I know, you're right.
First, I'm letting you know, today at GetMyPerks.com, Sticky Sole and Barbecue. You can save 50% at Sticky Sole and Barbecue on Culver Road. Right now, that is available. $30 gift certificate for just $15 at GetMyPerks.com.
When you are on Zoom calls with, you know, lots of friends and clubs and what have you, it is odd the conversations you find yourself in. And one of the conversations this weekend for me included the many uses of paper towels. Now, I have a lot of hacks with paper towels. I go through a lot of them, and I'll admit that. Like, I will, you know, when I'm shopping, I get home and I'm cleaning off all of my vegetables, I will take my my heads of lettuce, cut it in half, wrap it in a damp paper towel, put it in a Ziploc, and I get a lot longer time out of my lettuce. It doesn't grow, I don't know, brown and gross so quickly.
I know someone who doesn't have sponges in their house because she thinks they're gross, so she uses paper towels to wash her dishes.
I've seen that happen too.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And that doesn't it seem a little expensive to you?
Expensive and, you know, expensive kind of in the sense of nature and trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Why would you get a washcloth? You can use
she
a clean
like,
one every time.
Nope, she doesn't
that's
like anything
do.
That's washcloth. And, well, yeah, she doesn't like anything that has been there already. She has to wash it with the paper towel and throw it out. Okay. Gone forever.
Isn't that something? Yeesh. It's a lot of trash. You're
it's
right.
A lot of money.
Good God. I will often like damp down a paper towel, put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes and it, you know, on high and it gets all the crap off of the sides of the microwave. Then you wash it. Everything's.
Or wrap a wet paper towel around like a bagel. And so it becomes less stale.
You're right. You're mm-hmm. right. Same thing with brown sugar. So we're throwing all these different things out. And this one friend of mine who lives very well, and she probably lives well because she knows how to stretch a penny, all right? So I give her credit for that. But she said, you know what, you guys, if you cut a roll of paper towels in half with a big, strong knife, a serrated edge, you've got two rolls of toilet paper. And like a 20-person Zoom call became deathly quiet. We're like, what? She goes, yeah, and if you go to like the dollar store or Big Lots where you can get probably not quite high-end paper towels, they flush fine. They're fine because it's made of thinner cloth and the edges are more defined. So you only get one or two pieces every time you pull it. And I'm saying to myself, are you kidding me here? And, you know, at that point, I don't know why. It was probably the mood I was in, but I was like, I don't know.
I'm did
like,
you say something, Terry Clifford?
I didn't.
You didn't? Oh,
I didn't.
Wow, I would have lost that bet.
I didn't, but you know what? I'm probably saying it now, and I know she can hear it.
Okay.
So what's the difference? I should have said it to her face. What a coward I am. But that's ridiculous. You can so afford paper, toilet paper, and how uncomfortable is that? And who needs to do that? Who's got that much time in their life that, oh gosh, hon, we need toilet paper. Cut that roll of paper towels in half, please. It just seems so ridiculous to me. It really did. We're throwing around all these great paper towel hacks.
Well, speaking from a family of plumbers, keep doing that.
I bet you want to
sure,
say that.
Keep
I
doing
bet
it.
You want to
no,
say that.
No, it's not good. It's not good, especially with old drainage pipes, cast iron and stuff, that especially if you have a tree in the front lawn, and it just doesn't dissolve the same way. At least I've pulled paper towels out of drains before, working with my stepdad when I was plumbing full time. Pulled paper towels out along with a list of other things I won't mention to save you from your breakfast here. But yeah, I would not recommend that unless I was trying to get more business as a plumber.
And she's thinking, well, I'm only using a little quarter sheet here, so, well, which is anyway,
she might be okay.
I don't even
I'm not
want
saying
to.
It's no, it's doomed for
it's
you know
it's,
a big a backup or anything.
It's
but.
Cheap and it's cheap when you don't need to be cheap and it's gross.
Well, I'd be lying if I told you there wasn't an emergency time or two. Where?
Oh, I get
I
that.
I was like, why does no one ever tell me when it's the last roll?
Well, oh,
why
I,
does no one
oh,
ever
I'm with you there.
Tell me?
I'm with you there.
I'm like, if you people don't let me know you've just used the last of it, I don't know to replace it. Now go downstairs and bring us some paper towels. Until I can get to the store.
I'm with you there.
That's the only time it's appropriate to use paper towels.
I have a solution for all of this. All you need to buy is a bidet to hook up to your toilet.
Stop
and no
with
paper
the bidet.
Towel,
when
no toilet paper, no sock, no tissue, nothing.
That's exactly where I went in the conversation when she started laying up. I go, oh, you will not believe how much Chris loves his bidet. And I thought, that shut him up.
Oh, what? Wait a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.